Moncrief on News Talk.
Canada is currently in the midst of a huge controversy. Something has changed, but no one is sure why. For some months now, Canadian consumers have been reporting a distinct change in their butter. What once was relatively easy to spread is now rock hard, and it looks different. And investigations have been launched, and among the investigators is Dr. Sylvain Chalbois from Dalhousie University, and he joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Sylvain.
Good afternoon.
So when you and others first noticed the change in Canadian butter, how had it changed?
Well, the main attributes were smell, color, and texture. A lot of people were commenting about the hardness of butter at room temperature. We've seen a change in recent years, but I think there's been more change in the last year or so. And one of our dairy boards in Canada, in British Columbia, published a memo back in October acknowledging that there were some non-foaming issues with milk and some issues related to free fatty acids in the butter fat. And so those were signs that perhaps there's something was not okay. And so we started to look into the matter since October, only to realize that that thousands of Canadians have actually noticed a difference in the product quality.
And does the butter taste different?
Well, if you actually go out and buy, say, organic butter or grass-fed butter, and compare it with regular butter, regular butter doesn't really taste anything. It's kind of bizarre. It's you don't notice it until you start comparing different products, and so the difference is actually quite stunning.
Right. Okay. And the difference in color is, how would you describe that?
The color is pale compared to other types of specialty butters. You see, we have a supply management program here in Canada. We have a quota system, so the majority of butter is regular butter. It's all produced the same way. Farmers follow a specific protocol for butter fat and milk. So there's not a whole lot of difference between different butters. If you actually go organic or grass-fed, prices are double, sometimes triple. So most Canadians actually consume regular butter, and if you don't really compare, you won't notice any difference, really. I was actually skeptical at first, before I started to compare different products, and other people in Canada have actually done the same.
Yeah. Now, and as I understand it, there was something of a spike in demand for butter during 2020, which I assume is connected to lockdown and more people baking or whatever. That in turn, has it had an effect upon how the butter is produced?
Well, we believe so. I mean, so I just actually received a report yesterday from a Nielsen IQ showing that sales for butter in the last 12 months have gone up 26%.
Wow.
In 12 months, 26%. That is a lot. And so it has put that demand has likely put a lot of pressure on farmers to produce more butter fat. That's what you need. And the money is really in butter fat in Canada with supply management. And so there are a few ways to produce more butter fat very quickly. You either add more cows lactating in your herd, or you actually change animal feed. You make changes to how you feed your animals. And one change you can make is by using supplements. And one supplement that actually has attracted a lot of attention is palmitic acids given to cows. It is allowed. It is legal. I believe it's legal in Europe as well. But it really has attracted a lot of attention.
Right. And as I understand it, that's a byproduct of palm oil.
That is correct. It's a byproduct of palm oil. We don't know what's the cause, why butter has changed, why it doesn't smell, or why the texture has changed. We just don't know for sure. There are several hypotheses that have been presented. One of them is related to the use of palmitic acids. And they are concerned, which is why dairy processors in Canada have asked for a ban. And now we learned yesterday that the Dairy Farmers of Canada have actually asked farmers to cease the practice for now. They've just launched an investigation.
Right. And how do the farmers feel about that?
Well, I would say that they're upset. Some of them, not all of them, because not all of them actually were using palmitic acids, which actually begs the question, so if not all of them are using it, why are some using it? That's the question that I have. From a public perspective, I think that people are reassured by the investigation, by what's going on. I think the biggest problem when looking at the Buttergate, quote-unquote, is that there's basically no, there's a huge disconnect between animal science, how we feed animals, farming practices, and food science, the quality of products at retail. There is no linkages right now. Most of the work, most of the research is done at Farmgate, but there's we have never attempted to actually evaluate the impact of some changes on the farm and how it could impact the quality of some of the products being sold to Canadians.
Yeah, and as far as is known, obviously you've described some differences in the butter now, but might that have any impact on human health? Does it make the butter dangerous or anything of that nature?
The right answer is that we don't know. We don't believe so, but we just don't know. And this is why I think a lot of people are concerned about this, let alone the issue of palm oil itself. A lot of Canadian consumers have actually tried to avoid palm oil in their diets. Palm oil is in many different products, and a lot of people have banned palm oil from their lives, only to discover that there's likely palm oil in the products, in the dairy products they buy, because any animal scientist will tell you whatever you feed to an animal will end up in the product. But it's not labeled because it doesn't have to be labeled, whereas if you buy Nutella, crackers, or other products, it will show on the label that there is palm oil in the product.
Yeah, where's the palm oil coming from? Now, obviously, there is huge problems with the production of palm oil.
Well, this is the other problematic issue related to supply management and the quota system. The quota system has sold itself to Canadians as a localized system, providing local dairy products, local milk. But all of a sudden, we're learning that the industry is procuring palm oil or palmitic acids from Asia or South America. So it contradicts the image of the industry, which is why it really has created this huge discomfort with Canadians and inside the industry.
And the while there's a ban in place and there's an investigation ongoing, is there a danger that the industry won't be able to keep up with demand for butter now?
I wouldn't be surprised because the impact of palmitic acids is quite significant. It has helped production. So of course this is the one concern that we would have is that how can we replace palmitic acids if we are to replace it? And if you are to think about Canadian alternatives, which I think would be desirable, you would need to look at specific grains. I think it's actually very good news for the dairy industry to look into this matter because it just doesn't look good for the brand, doesn't look good for the image moving forward. But more research is required on two fronts, knowing the link between animal and food science, and the other issue is substitutes. How can we actually replace palmitic acids and make sure that the production is there?
Dr. Sylvain Charlebois is a professor and senior director of the Agri-Food Analytics Lab at Dalhousie University in Canada. Sylvain, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Moncrief on News Talk.